Hello, podcasters. This is the special bonus extras for episode 2, my full interview with Edwin Kempatrol, director of Fringe Show, The Revolution Starts Here, and artistic director of Act Now Theatre of Social Change. I started by asking him about The Revolution Starts Here.
It's a Adelaide Fringe production that we just put on by the company called Act Now Theatre for Social Change. We're on at the Queen's Theatre from the 3rd to the 8th of March, so we just finished Sunday a couple of days ago.
Yep. What was the play about?
The Revolution Starts Here is about six characters who find their way into an alleyway and almost by chance decide to start a revolution. So they all come from different backgrounds and have different reasons for wanting to revolt, and it's this kind of farcical comedy about how they decide to start the revolution, and then eventually it all turns chaotic and goes wrong.
Was there a political message behind the play?
A lot of the stuff that we do, we don't kind of decide to put out a message, because often we think that good theatre should be asking questions rather than giving answers. So we were the reason we did it was to explore themes behind revolutions and what could go right and what could go wrong. So so we're looking at a lot of situations in China, Russia, you know, all these different countries around the world, and different stories and humorous articles that we've read, and put it together into this performance. So it's kind of a mishmash of all these different kind of ideas. Some of them we don't agree with, some of them we do agree with. So it's just a mix-mash of politics.
The venue you were in, you mentioned earlier, it was quite a small kind of cosy venue just off Light Square, really.
Yep.
Was that a purposely chosen venue? It was kind of a factory, almost warehouse setting?
It was kind of lucky that we got it. It was the Queen's Theatre, which is the second oldest theatre in Australia, so the oldest theatre in mainland Australia, beaten by Tasmania. But we were originally going to do it in an alleyway, in an actual alleyway, because that's where the play was set. So we were looking around about six different alleyways in Adelaide and spending a lot of time trying to negotiate fees and, you know, security and public liability and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't until about 5 months before we opened that I was on the phone to Adelaide Fringe, and they said, oh, well, we've got this theatre that we're looking to give out to different artists. So we were lucky in getting it. But it was such a great venue to use it, because in all the venues in Adelaide, it's probably the one that looks the most like a actual alleyway.
Mm. You mentioned 5 months ago you were on the phone to Adelaide Fringe mm-hmm. about the venue. Does that mean how much time went into preparing such a play like this?
It was a 12-month process, which in hindsight was actually not long enough. I mean, the first grant went in this time last year. Then there would have been about 2 months of kind of just waiting around and letting ideas brew in our heads. And then around July, I think it was, last year, I got together with the two writers, Gemma Sneddon and Brad Lee, and we started to flesh out what we wanted to do. And then in September last year, we got the actors involved, and we're doing weekly workshops with them, working towards a moved reading at AC Arts that we did in December. And then we took a couple of weeks break and started going full time in January.
So you've just wrapped up performing the play last Sunday. How do you think it went, both from your standpoint, from critical standpoint? How do you think it went?
It was good. I mean, it was a huge risk for us to put it on. I mean, any time that you do a play is a risk, but we're doing a new work, which is even more difficult because you're starting from nothing and you have to build it up to something.
Yeah.
So it was great. I mean, we in terms of box, we were very lucky to be getting 60, 70, 80 people per night, which was about 40 or 50% venue capacity, which for the Adelaide Fringe is huge. You know, there's shows that, again,
yeah,
five people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So we were really lucky with the box, and the people that came and really loved it. And, you know, there was lots of young people there that were talking about the different issues in the play and talking about who they related to and stuff like that. And we had one show, we had a school audience in, and so it was great to talk to them afterwards about, you know, who knows what a revolution is and what kind of themes were you seeing in this, and, you know, are there any politicians that you can relate it to? And, you know, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And it was great for the actors and for the company too, to do this production, because it was very, it was, you know, we produced it, you know, we got young people to write it, young people acting in it, you know, young person directing it. It was all young people involved. So it was a great kind of building block for the company to then go, okay, yeah, we want to do more theatre and we want to do it bigger and better and, you know, faster and stronger and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, and you mentioned, it was a very short lead-in process. You felt like it should have been longer. Did you learn lessons from what you should do next time you try to put on a...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean... 'cause I mean, 12 months was great and we did have a lot of time, but in terms of creating a new work, you know, we'd probably want to do 12 months of just, you know, the writer getting together and then, you know, maybe another 6 months of the actors in, you know, once a month kind of thing, and then go into a 2 month kind of, you know, rehearsal season kind of thing. So yeah, normally for a new work, we might be looking at 2 years in the future. But then there are projects that we want to do, which might be, you know, 3 months or might be rapid response or, you know, 3 days kind of, you know, doing some street theatre work or a project with communities, things like that.
Well, yeah, you mentioned a few times the company, the company that put on the play. That's Act Now Theatre for Social Change, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about Act Now? How did it start?
Yep. It started in March 2007, so we just had our second birthday about 2 weeks ago, where there was a group of 7 or 8, I think it was, activists and artists who got together and wanted to create a performance about David Hicks, who was the Guantanamo Bay held detainee at the time. So we got this group of people together and started rehearsing and created this performance called Project Guantanamo in the 2007 Adelaide Fringe. And then from there, we just continued to create street theatre performances and then moved into, you know, doing more workshops, conferences, putting on this production, The Revolution Starts Here. About 3 months ago, we became incorporated, so we're now managed by a board of young emerging artists and kind of have more formalised structure and are a legal entity. And so we're building our future so that the company can go on, you know, longer than I'm there or that the other artists that are involved now are there.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned briefly what a couple of the street theatre you were doing largely in the beginning. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other street theatre you've done?
Yeah, yeah. We did some of the kind of highlights for me as a director were the 2007 Feast Festival street theatre performance called Weddings in the Sky, where we had a group of, I think it was 8 actors who were all dressed up for a wedding, and we had about 5 of them on stilts, so they were elevated in the air, and some of them were being drunk and some of them, you know, were really aggressive, and it was just this kind of chaotic wedding gone wrong, and we performed it during the Feast Festival's mass gay wedding that they had on Montefiore Hill. So it was a bit of it was in support of, you know, gay rights and those kind of issues, but it was also poking fun at the idea of marriage in the first place and, you know, having the most beautiful day of your life and all that kind of crap. So that's one of the street theatre things that we did. We also did Granny Warfare for this year's, what is it now, 2009, last year's feast, which was a bunch of old grannies on the street fighting for gay rights. We did Make Trade Fair, which was a performance for the Fair Trade Fortnight in April 2007, where we had all our actors covered in clay, walking around, handing out, you know, coffee beans and fair trade produce and stuff like that. And we also did a performance for Amnesty International, celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights, which performed at the opening parade for the Fringe Festival this year.
Yeah, so everything you mentioned seems to have, you know, the theatrical and the political arm. Yeah. Do you see Act Now as primarily a political or a theatrical kind of group?
That's a good question. I think anything that anyone does is always political. So, you know, every performance or theatre performance has political implications. So I guess, and we're all, the people that are involved in the company are by nature political people. We're all interested in, you know, politics and interested in promoting the environment and human rights and all that kind of stuff. So I guess our aim is to create high quality theatre, and in doing so, we put forward a political message. So, I mean, it's a mix. I mean, as I said, the company started as a mix of activists and actors. We do have a kind of split in, you know, we have some projects that might be more for the theatre side and getting young people to push themselves theatrically and to create bold work and stuff like that. And then there's another side where we want to get this message across and we want to, you know, promote the things that we believe in.
you're not worried too much about ACNA becoming kind of a propaganda vehicle, just propagandistic in your art?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, we don't want to create, we call it didactic work, which is, you know, things that just hit people over the head with a sledgehammer, you know, don't drink and drive, or, you know, don't, you know, vote John Howard, or these kind of things. We don't want to be didactic in the work that we do. So it is that finding that way of walking the line between, you know, asking a question about a particular issue and giving the answer to the audience. So I think a lot of the stuff that we do in the future, because we're all aware of that and that danger of becoming didactic, I think that there isn't too much of a risk of going that way, because we know we've seen stuff that's like that, and we want to stay clear of it.
Yeah, okay. So just to kind of wrap up, what's next for yourself? What's next for ACT Now as well?
We're just looking at a couple of projects. One is a production of Enemy of the People, which was originally written in 1882 by Ibsen, 1882 by Ibsen, and was adapted in the 1950s by Arthur Miller. So we're looking to do Arthur Miller's 1950s adaptation of that, which will be April 2010, hopefully. And then we're also looking at doing a contemporary adaptation of A Midsummer Night's Dream, where we'll be swapping the gender of the cast around so that it's all quite queer. That will be probably 2010 again. Yeah, so they're the two main ones. And then we've got a lot of kind of more community-based workshops and street theatre projects and the kind of smaller things that we'll be working on.
Edwin Kempatrill, Artistic Director of ACT Now Theatre of Social Change and Director of Fringe Show, which is now wrapped up. The revolution starts here.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Casey.
Don't forget the Student Radio website, studentradio.wordpress.com, the Facebook group Left, Right and Centre, the email address leftrightandcentre@live.com.au, and don't forget to tune in next Tuesday at midnight for episode 3.